I stopped eating meat right after Blake and I got married. He tells me I tricked him because we got married in June and I stopped eating meat that December of 2012. So, I mean, I haven't had meat in, I mean, I think this year will be 8 years.
Chick-fil-A's bread and butter is obviously chicken, but did you know their number one selling item is actually vegan-friendly? Today on My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, we're going to get the top tips for eating vegan at Chick-fil-A from an expert. Hello, friends. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by my co-host, Jim Mann, who accidentally ate vegan once.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was doing. I got confused, but I lived to talk about it.
Well, I am thrilled to welcome Holly Julian to the podcast. Hi, Holly.
Hi, guys. I'm laughing that he ate vegan once and almost didn't die. It's just ridiculous.
The man likes his meat.
Yeah.
Well, before we get into the meat of the podcast, let's learn a little about you, Holly. Okay, your name might sound familiar to people, and that's because they've watched you on ABC, they've seen you in the pages of People magazine, all of it. So take us back to 2008 when your reality TV journey began.
Well, I happened to be walking down the street. I was going to get a snack, and someone approached me and asked if I wanted to be on The Bachelor. And at that point, I was single, and I thought, why not? So I signed up and went on The Bachelor.
Amazing. And it was the London Calling season, is that right?
Yes. My bachelor was Matt Grant, and he was nothing to write home about.
The
season was not that great, but I'm thankful I did it because of going on The Bachelor, I was able to go on Bachelor Pad, and that's how I met my husband.
That is such an amazing story.
Hey, yes. Matt Grant's my cousin.
Oh, well, he lives in London.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
He was our international bachelor.
Oh, yes. And Jim, is this all making sense to you? Have you heard of The Bachelor? Do you know what we're talking about?
You know, I walk down the street all the time and no one's ever asked me to be on any shows. I don't know why, but I've heard of The Bachelor. But you know, it's not something that draws me in to, you know, see a bachelor because I was that for a while. No big deal to me.
It is really entertaining, though, Jim. And it actually probably would be very entertaining to hear your take on it, like hear your commentary on it. And Holly has a podcast that she does with her hilarious cousin. She's your cousin, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And recaps the episodes. And I just love it.
Yeah, we do. It's called What the Bachelor. And we do a live podcast. It's a video podcast, actually, so you can watch it on Facebook Live immediately after the show, so you can get a real raw reaction from us, which is real fun. And she's never seen any of the shows before, so she's going into it with just a normal perspective of like, why are these girls crying so much? Doesn't understand, like, that's the premise of the show, really.
Oh, I love it. It makes me smile just thinking about you guys.
Oh, good. We're doing our job then.
I'm crying right now. No. Wow. Allison cries a whole lot. So have you ever been on that show, Allison?
Jim, aren't you going to ask her the question that I wrote for you to ask her?
Well, no, he wants to know how much. He wants to talk about you crying.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to that question you want me to ask. So, Holly, how long have you and Blake been happily married now?
Oh, happily? Well, let me count those numbers. No, we got married in 2012, so we've been married just over 8 years now.
Oh, how many years was that miserable then?
So happily, maybe like 6.5. No.
Oh my goodness. Some people may not believe that you can actually find true love on reality TV, but honestly, you guys are proof. You're so cute.
Yeah, I surprised myself with that because we got married. I mean, we got engaged after 3 months of meeting. We met in June of 2011, got engaged in September like right at the beginning of September. And then I had only known him 3 months. We were engaged and I was moving to South Carolina. And I honestly was like, what am I doing? I'm just going to live with a stranger and marry a stranger. But you know, it's 9.5 years later and it's going great.
And just like some people may not believe you can find true love on reality TV, some people may also not believe that you can eat vegan at a fast food joint famous for their chicken, but you say it's possible.
It is possible.
How long have you been vegan?
Well, I stopped eating meat right after Blake and I got married. He tells me I tricked him because we got married in June and I stopped eating meat that December of 2012. So, I mean, I haven't had meat in, I mean, I think this year will be 8 years.
What was the trigger for you?
Well, his parents were vegan and his stepmom is an excellent cook. And so she just would make these delicious meals and nothing ever had meat or dairy in them. And I was like, wow, I really don't miss it at all. And so I just slowly started cutting it out. And then I watched a documentary and I encourage everybody to watch these documentaries. I watched Vegucated and I cried my eyes out the entire time. And I thought, I can never do this to an animal. It just feels so selfish for something to die for me to be like, to enjoy it, you know? Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, my heart is way too tender. I can't kill an animal. And so I stopped eating. That was the last time I ate meat.
Well, I wait for them to die of old age and then I eat it.
I was vegetarian for years. So it's been almost 2 years since I cut out dairy. I stopped eating butter probably around the same time as the meat. I just do a dairy-free butter. And then I do a plant-based milk, like an almond milk or, you know, oat milk or anything like that. But the last thing I cut out was cheese. And that was about 2 years ago. That was the hardest. Sour cream and cheese were the hardest, but they have pretty good alternatives now, so I don't miss anything at all. I don't miss having the meat or the dairy.
So if you're going to Chick-fil-A, what would you order?
My typical order is I get the cool wrap with no chicken or no cheese. So it has that black bean and corn relish, and then there's the cabbage and lettuce in it, and then carrots and tomatoes. They fill it up. I mean, it's absolutely delicious. And I get waffle fries, of course, because they're amazing. And they are there's a lot of fast food restaurants that fry their French fries in beef oil, like beef fat. Chick-fil-A does not do that. So that is definitely one of my favorite vegan options for fries. And then you can get any of the vinaigrettes or the balsamic dressings to go on your cool wrap. You can do the Polynesian sauce. You can do the barbecue sauce. I think they have a new like sweet and spicy sauce. That's amazing on there. I don't know if it's new. It's new to me.
The sriracha.
Yeah, so I typically get the cool wrap with no chicken or no cheese, and then it's filled with all the good veggies. So and then waffle fries, but they have tons of salads, and they have 13 different vegan toppings that you could get. All the tomatoes and strawberry slices and the bean and corn relish and whatever you want, really.
People may not realize that Chick-fil-A's number one selling item is actually vegan friendly, which you're talking about, the waffle fries. And I didn't realize that other fast food restaurants weren't that way.
Yeah, like McDonald's definitely fried in beef fat. So no McDonald's for this girl.
Everyone knew that, Allison. No, maybe not.
Sorry, Jen.
Obviously. If you want to get breakfast at Chick-fil-A, their oatmeal is vegan, their hash browns, you can get their fruit cup. I mean, there's a lot of choices. So I still love going to Chick-fil-A.
Now I love the market salad. I'm a market salad fan, and that could be tweaked to be vegan, right?
Yeah, you just have to take the chicken and the cheese off, which is totally fine. If you, when you order, I did learn this, when you order it without chicken, you just say, you would say the market salad base. So they know to take off the chicken. And then it's less expensive.
Ah, so you don't just like throw it out the window or something.
No, they just don't put it on, which is the one, this is my favorite thing about Chick-fil-A, is that most places, if I say, you know, take the meat off, they still charge me the exact same price. But Chick-fil-A reduces the price if they're not going to put the chicken on it.
Ah, they're amazing.
So thankful for them. They are amazing.
And, of course, pickles. You could probably eat the pickles.
Oh, my gosh. Don't even start. I love pickles. I get extra pickles on everything.
Wow.
I could eat a pickle sandwich. Their buns are vegan, too. So, I mean, I could technically build some sort of sandwich from there.
Oh my goodness. I wonder if you could do a number one sandwich with no filet and extra
with
pickles.
All pickles. I wonder how many pickles they would give me. I could do that challenge. I'd be like, no, just the bun and a pickles, please. An obnoxious amount of pickles.
Please try that, would you? And let us know what happens.
I will. They're going to be like, this weirdo eating a pickle sandwich.
It'll be easy to top Allison.
How many did you have?
I only had 16. I
13.
Think. 13, oh,
13,
yeah.
13, sorry.
Yeah, I got 36, so I'm that much better.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it makes the chicken taste like pickles, so it's kind of weird.
Oh.
But anyway, we're going to take some time to digest all this, but when we come back, Ollie's going to try to trick us in a round of Nugget of Truth.
Before 2020, you probably never thought you'd have a collection of face masks, but that's just the world we live in right now. We'll make your mask stash more moveless with one of our cow print face masks. Right now, we're giving one away free with every order at chickfilapodcast.com. Use the code KIDMASK for a free children's mask or coupon code ADULTMASK for a free adult mask. That's Kid Mask, all one word, or Adult Mask, all one word, to get your free cow print face mask. This offer is available while supplies last at chickfilapodcast.com.
Welcome back. We've been hanging out with Holly Julian, who you may remember from The Bachelor and The Bachelor Pad, which I didn't miss a single show of that.
But, right.
It was on TV, right?
Yeah.
Well, Holly's had some pretty cool adventures in her life, obviously, so she's going to try to stump us in a game we call Nugget of Truth.
Life is a lot different right now, and we'll talk about why that is in a little bit, but I remember for many years, Holly, it seemed like every month you were jetting off on another amazing trip, and I asked you about it once, and I think you told me that you have or had a great travel hookup.
Yes. So my mom works for United Airlines, and every year she gets to pick who she wants to be her flying partner. So they pretty much get free flights in the United States and then highly discounted flights to anywhere in the world, really. So she made me her flying partner for 2 years, and I didn't have children at the time, and I wanted to travel the world. So I jumped on a plane any chance I got, and I went everywhere I could.
Wow. What are some of the countries you went to?
Oh, gosh, I need to pull up my Instagram account.
Well, what were your favorites?
Well, I put a country thing in my two truths. They're the nugget game or whatever.
Oh, so okay.
I feel like we should play that first before
All right. Well, I can think of no better game to play with you than Nugget of Truth, because okay, you're just going to probably blow us out of the water. So
no,
it's like
I put a theme to it.
Okay, awesome. So it's like two truths and a lie, where you're going to share three statements about yourself, and Jim and I are going to try to guess which one is made up.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
I decided the theme for this would be fast food.
Okay.
So, you know, we're talking about Chick-fil-A. So I took three different fast food places, and then I put something with it, you know? So, okay. Uh-huh. I had my sweet 16 birthday at Taco Bell. I have eaten McDonald's in Israel, and Chick-fil-A was the last meat I've ever eaten.
Oh. I do know from social media that Holly loves Taco Bell.
Oh, I'm going to pick that one.
So I don't know if I could imagine her having her Sweet 16 there. There's got to be a McDonald's in Israel. Do you think Chick-fil-A was the last meat she had? Jim, what are you thinking right now?
I just can't believe she's lying to us. I'm going to go with, since she's traveled the entire globe and probably some other planets, I'm thinking the Israel thing's probably true. I'm going to go with the Chick-fil-A one.
You are? I don't think Holly would eat McDonald's in Israel, so I'm going to go with that one.
Okay, so I did have my Sweet 16 birthday party at Taco Bell.
Oh, I do it!
I'm very upset with Taco Bell right now. They took potatoes off their menu, by the way. Anyway, this is not about Taco Bell. We're talking about Chick-fil-A.
We hate them!
I better start a Taco Bell podcast. Okay, so I did eat McDonald's in Israel. They didn't have chicken nuggets, they have corn nuggets.
Oh.
Which I thought was really fun. And Chick-fil-A was not the last meat I ate. It was actually Taco Bell.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I wanted you to win something, Jim, so.
Yeah. You win.
Her eyes were shifting when she said that. I could hear them.
Okay, so the countries I've been to, I went to Germany. I'm trying to go in order. I went down into Mexico. I went to St. Lucia. That was beautiful down there. My husband and I went for our honeymoon, and then I went back with one of my friends. I went to Greece. I went to Mykonos, the island of Mykonos in Greece.
Oh, that's on my bucket list.
Oh, it was great. It's the most expensive city you'll ever go to in your whole life. So save up. I went to London. And then I went back to London a second time because I loved it so much. And then I went to Germany again with my friends. And then we went to Switzerland. And then I hiked the Swiss Alps, which was amazing. And do you know they have like free roaming cows? I was in love. I love cows. they all have bells in their neck. Then let's see. I went to Switzerland and then I went to Italy. And I don't know. I'm just scrolling through trying to find. I went back to Mexico. I went to the Bahamas. And then I went to the last trip I took was to, we went to DC. And got our baby girl.
Oh, we want to definitely talk more about that when we return, but we're going to take a quick break. Stick with us.
Hey, it's Jim Mann here. Allison asked me to read you a few randomly selected 5-star reviews from our Apple podcast. What we got here? All right, here's one. Singing Cop's Wife writes, "We love Allison and Chick-fil-A. She is so great to listen to and keeps your attention." Yada, yada, yada. Okay, let's find something else. Here's Ashley B. Newman. "Love this new podcast, fine. Binge the episodes immediately. Allison is so sweet and joyful." Gosh, next. Kelly writes, "Allison is such a bright light. The podcast is funny and uplifting." Is my mic not working on these things? Anyway, I think you get the point. "So I need some of you to mention how much you love our podcast, especially that Allison, huh? She's great. Just click write a review in Apple Podcasts and tell everyone how awesome Allison is. J-I-M. Jim, it's not hard. It only takes a second. You can even do it while you're sitting in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Order yourself some extra waffle fries as your reward for helping us out." That Allison, she's something, isn't she?
Welcome back. Okay, Holly, I know you've been dying to talk about the most important person in your life right now, sweet Poppy.
Yes, I just love her so much. My husband and I adopted Poppy last September. She was born September 7th, and we got her pretty much from birth. And we had to stay in Virginia. That's where she was born. We had to stay up there for 2 weeks, and then we finally got to bring her home.
You waited a long time for this baby. Can you tell us a little bit more about your journey to motherhood?
Yes. So we thought we were just going to get pregnant right away when we got married, and that's not the case. So we ultimately waited just over 7 years for her, trying everything we could to have a child. We did IUIs, IVF. We got a surrogate. Our surrogate ended up getting pregnant, and we were so excited. And then we lost that baby, and then she wanted to do it again. So we did IVF with her all over again. She got pregnant again, and, you know, so excited, and then lost that baby. So, I mean, got a couple babies up in heaven, and we, at that point, decided, you know, we didn't want to do anything. We just didn't want to keep trying, because there was so much heartache in that. And I feel like God prepared my heart for adoption for a long time. It just took my husband a little longer to prepare for his heart. And then we finally decided to adopt. And we had made a Facebook page telling everybody, you know, we were going to adopt, and we shared it with all of our friends and family. And then I posted it on my Instagram bio, and someone had wrote me on Instagram, and we started talking, and we got our sweet girl.
Well, it's such a beautiful story of God's faithfulness. And I know that you're helping a lot of people by sharing your journey and being open about it.
Yeah, I feel like that's the that's an extremely condensed version of it. There, I mean, you can imagine how much heartache went into 7 years, so many ups and downs. And the saddest thing was that I didn't talk about it. And I really regret that, because I just thought I was alone in this. And I didn't realize that there's so many women going through this as well. And then after it was all said and done, I made peace with God. I just gave it all back to him. I said, I realize I'm never going to carry a child, and I'm okay with that. Like, I just let it all go. And I swear to you, once I made that peace with God, I was like, you know what? I feel good. And everything just felt right in my life. And then that's when Poppy came into our lives. And I thought, okay, I think I had to make peace with that first and let it all go. And I did. And I have never been so thankful that all my IVF failed. Like, I'm so thankful that it didn't work, because I would never know Poppy, and I would never know how much I can love her. And I don't know, she's just so perfect for our lives.
I have an important question for you.
Yes.
Does Poppy chow down on bacon and sausage and stuff?
Very important question. No, she eats a lot of fruits and vegetables and whole grains.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah. Every doctor's appointment, she said, wow, she's really healthy. She's growing perfectly. So I know I'm doing all right.
Blake still eats meat though, right?
He eats what I cook. So he does. Honestly, his favorite thing, he always sneaks away to Chick-fil-A and he gets a spicy chicken sandwich. So that's his favorite thing, but that's only, and he gets a milkshake. He gets the cookies and cream milkshake. He's definitely not vegan, but he eats vegan when he's with me, and he supports that I don't give meat to Poppy. So that's good. But it was funny. His stomach's always upset after he eats meat, and I'm like, well, everyone makes their own choices.
Hey, Blake is such a name for the Bachelor. They would never have somebody like Jim. Blake is just one of those cool names. You know he's going to be a great guy.
Yeah.
Like Dirk or something.
Dirk.
Oh, isn't that your alter ego, Jim? Dirk?
Yes.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, Jim, you do know that they're having Bachelor Senior, right?
He's happily married.
Oh, okay. What are you talking about then? Get off this show.
I'm going to start walking down the street, see if I could ask.
He's happily married. How many years have you been happily married?
All 31 of them.
Okay.
She's a lucky woman is what everyone's thinking.
Oh my goodness. This has been so fun. Holly, how can people catch up with you?
You know, I just walk down the street a lot. That's how people find me. I mean, if they want to follow my adventures, they can find me on Instagram. My handle is @HollyJulian.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for joining us.
Oh, you're so welcome. I also have an Instagram for vegan food, if anybody's interested in that.
Oh, awesome. What's that?
It's called @NoOneLikesASalad. It's all the vegan food that I make. It's all pretty much vegan comfort food. So things that you would never, I have like cheesecake on there and donuts and things that are vegan that you'd be like, what? I can eat that?
So, that's awesome. Yeah. How exciting. I'm going to check that out.
All right.
Well, if you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a quick favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave us a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with 2 N's, madeproductions.com.